He battled it out with John Kerry for the Democratic presidential nomination, but now he stands in his corner as an ally against President George W. Bush. Are the one-time bitter rivals more alike than they thought? Joining us now, former Vermont governor and former presidential hopeful, Howard Dean. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thank
you. I can't believe you're even here.
I
here
can't
next to me,
here I am with this incredible denizen of the far right.
I just gave you a copy of my book.
I have to say that that Sean treated me very well in New Hampshire.
I did. That was good to see.
You may not agree, but at least he treated me well.
You know, I'm going to serve you a compliment before I go at you, because I'm going to go at you. I think there's one big distinction between you and John Kerry. I think you believe in something. I think you, we had George McGovern.
He's smart.
I think you are the real deal. You're passionate about your beliefs, and you stated them forcefully. John Kerry, I don't think, has
ever said anything bad about me, but he nails John Kerry
absolutely
in the opening cell. I'm supporting John Kerry because he will be by far better president than George Bush. Would you rather have the security of the United States of America entrusted to a guy with three purple hearts and a bronze star, silver star, or a guy who served at the time in the Alabama National Guard? Sort of.
I like National Guard service. I don't deny
it. I think it's great, but
John Kerry, when Reagan was winning the Cold War, John Kerry wanted a nuclear freeze. He was on the wrong side of history. John Kerry didn't support the death penalty for terrorists who kill Americans.
Yes, he actually does.
Well, he didn't in 1989. When he had a chance to vote on it.
You're probably an expert on his record. I'm not.
All right, let me put up on the screen. The words of Howard Dean about John Kerry. Here's what you said about it. You said, he's going to have a hard time if he's the nominee. I think electability is a real issue for him. He appears to change his mind so often. Then you said, he has this pattern. You saw it with No Child Left Behind. You saw it with the war. You see it with special interests, which I think is terribly damaging. It appears that his word is no good. And one more. I think John Kerry is clearly not the best person to carry the banner of the Democrats in this race. He's behaved so much like Republicans, both in his voting record and now in his political practices and fundraising. Those are harsh words.
So, Sean, you must think I come from the far left if I'm complaining that John's too much like a Republican. The problem with this media stuff is it's very selective. I didn't see you putting anything up of the kind that I said about George Bush.
No, not at all. You're now supporting the man that you said a lot of...
I'm supporting John Kerry because I think he's going to be a much better president than George Bush.
That's fair.
And we're going to find that out as of January 20th of 2005.
But you accurately did point out something about him. Is he's had multiple positions on Iraq, No Child Left Behind, the death penalty for terrorists, weapon systems. I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. He brags about owning SUVs, and then on Earth Day he denies owning them, and then has to explain my family owns them.
Sean, wait a minute. What about the President of the United States sending all his cabinet people out to tout all the programs that he supported, right? Mm-hmm. And he tried to cut them out of the budget.
You know, the amazing thing is that I mean, you can look at anybody's record and say, look what President Bush said before September 11th. Look what he was saying about nation building. Look what he was saying about a 9/11 commission, which now he's supposedly happily participating in. We can go on anybody's record. Dave Mipsy represented you.
How about the $30 million the president is bragging about handing out when he tried to cut it out of the budget? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Let me ask you, do you view John Kerry differently now than you did when
I actually do some. I've gotten to know him as a person. You know, when you're fighting with somebody for the nomination for president in the United States, I'm a tough competitor, so is John Kerry.
I think we found that out.
It's going to be a knockdown dragout, but my assessment is one of two people are going to be president of the United States, John Kerry or George Bush. I go with the guy who's going to balance the budget because I hate half-trillion-dollar deficits. I go with the guy who has a real environmental record instead of a...
But I want to know how you view him differently now than you did when you were his competitor. In the front.
I think he's a tough competitor. I think he's got a great shot at beating George Bush. He is a tough closer. You know, people say, well, Howard Dean was the front runner, he lost. The truth is, John Kerry won, and I think we want to keep...
Do you look at this and say, you know, that could be me? I really wish this were me.
Oh, so of course I do. You don't run for president without hoping that you win.
I'm glad I'm not doing that now.
still fighting for that being here.
Are you suggesting if he were the nominee, he would not be on Hannity and Combs? Of course.
I am suggesting that.
But, I mean, do you say that, but for the grace of God, go, or is it, boy, I really want to be that person?
No, I of course I would have liked to have been the nominee, but I'm not the nominee. And so now the question is, what's best for the country? In my assessment, I'm sure Sean would not agree, but in my assessment, John Kerry will be a great president. We're in deep trouble. We cannot run half-trillion-dollar deficits every single year for the next 4 years. We cannot continue to be bogged down in this quagmire of Iraq when the president, in fact, was not truthful about why we went to Iraq. And we can't do those kinds of things, and I don't think John Kerry will do those kinds of things.
Are you convincing your people, the people who, legions of people who supported you. Are you now then trying to sway them over to John Kerry? And what kind of an argument? What is that a difficult argument to
make? The argument, I never say, oh, I disagree with John Kerry now, and now he's perfect. I don't ever say that. I said, look, John Kerry and I had our disagreements, but the truth is, we're one of two people who are going to be president of the United States. And in terms of all the people who supported me, their positions on most issues, including all the moderate Republicans who supported me, are much closer to John Kerry's positions than they are to George Bush's positions.
We'll take a break.